Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining me today. Do appreciate it. Have you ever seen one of the original man caves? The mother of all man caves belonged to George Joslin. And you have an opportunity to see it. The Speakeasy Series is here for the third year. And Janice Pickering, Manager of Programs and Events, is with me here today. Welcome.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Oh, wonderful to have you here. I appreciate you coming in today. This is one of my favorite events to talk about. Can you give us an overview of this? Because this is a pretty cool program you have. It happens four Thursdays in four consecutive months.
That's right. It is the third Thursdays of the month starting this week. So we're kicking off the four-part series. This is our third year for doing this. It's a very popular event. So we will kick it off, and it's the third Thursday of the month from 7 to 9, so a nice, easy evening to come and hang out at the Joslin Castle. You do get to see George's man cave. If you can find the door and provide the password, you'll get to... get a slight peek into what George was up to down there back in the day, and then we'll take you up and we'll all sit down together and we just have a fun night of edutainment is what we call it. So we have local experts with all the different spirits, and then we have our cheesemonger Miranda McQuillan with Miranda's Cheese Club, who does small bite pairings for each of those tastings. So just a really fun night.
Sure. So you get the fantastic tour, and then there are specific types of spirits that are highlighted on each night, starting with this Thursday. This is kind of an exciting one.
This is an exciting one. So Al Zuri is our spirit guide from Spirit World, and he's going to come and walk us through a rum tasting. So we start with rum in January. We move to brandy, which is new to the series this year. That's going to be with Carrie Corinchin. And she's going to be doing that in February.
And you and I were just talking about this before we came on the air here. I've never heard of a brandy tasting. I've a rum tasting, scotch tastings, wine tastings. I've been a part of all of those. But a brandy tasting, what an interesting concept, because that after-dinner cordial is certainly something that we may not know a lot about.
Yeah, we're really excited to have Carrie bring that. That's new to the series. And I think it's just going to be really neat to have people be able to learn about that. It is rare to see a brandy tasting, so we were glad to put that in the series this year.
Sure. Oh, very good. And then March is a classic, one of my favorite all-time tastings.
March is one of our most popular, and that is our scotch tasting. That's what started the entire Speakeasy series when we were sitting around the table coming up with this concept. And Mary Kelly Tomes is coming out of retirement to come and do a scotch tasting with us at the castle again. She was with us the first year, and she's back this year, and I cannot wait. She is just a legendary presenter in the area of scotch. So we're excited to have Mary with us.
Yeah, to say that she has presided over a few scotch tastings is quite the understatement. She did it for an extraordinarily long time.
Yes, indeed.
And then April and rounds out the entire series. Mm-hmm. And gin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we added gin new to the series. In fact, it was a bonus fifth installment last year by popular demand. We were in the middle of a tasting. I believe Al Zuri was there with bourbon, and I had left the room for a short bit and came back, and they were down the path of gin and asked if we could add it into the series. So we did a bonus installment, and little did I know, it sold out in record time. It was the most popular event of the whole series, so we're excited to have it back in the series again this year.
And there again, the wide variety of tastes of gin and, mm-hmm. and what makes it taste a certain way. It's just fascinating how that's distilled and not necessarily something that Americans are used to. I mean, your best gins don't really come from America.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, it sounds just wonderful. If people are looking for information on this, they can go to joslincastle.com. In giving some advice on getting tickets, would you recommend that people do that early?
I would recommend that they go early. This is a very popular series, and it does sell out. You can either purchase one event or single events at a time. If you don't want to miss any, we do offer a full series pass.
Okay.
And if you're a Jocelyn Castle key holder, you can log on to our website and you'll get a slight member discount. So,
oh, very good.
Yeah, come to one or come to all. We'd love to see you.
Sure, absolutely. Well, it sounds just wonderful. You've got to be excited to be able to do this for the third year in a row.
Oh, we're so excited, yes. And I wanted to mention that Boyd with the Simple Man is our event sponsor. He's been our sponsor all 3 years, so we'll have our pop-up men's mercantile there as well.
What's a men's mercantile? I don't know what that is.
Boyd's shop is out in Countryside Village, and so he has all kinds of products, socks, beard balms, things of that nature, but you can pick up a set of rocks glasses or some things to make your own classic cocktails at home.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Just wonderful. Well, as I said, you can go to jocelyncastle.com if you're looking for information on this, or to you can pick up the tickets right there online. And she is Janice Pickering. She's the manager of programs and events. Nice of you to stop by today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
I really appreciate you coming in. And we now return to regular NPR programming here on KIOS-FM, Omaha Public Radio, your source for news, jazz, and a guide to the spirit world at Jocelyn Castle.